happy Christmas Eve, Eve. Sorry, can't help myself. Today is December 23rd, 2022, and this is another MCO blog talk show for the interns. And today we're going to be discussing another part of the epilogue, one of the sections in epilogue called Old Man Worry. Today I have with me myself, I'm Taylor Delmas. I'm an intern for MTO Construction, and I also study accounting at FIU, and I'm in my junior year. And then I have Ajwa.
Hello. This is Ajwa. I'm a recent graduate from FIU with my degree in construction management with a minor in marketing. Yeah, I work at MTO Construction. Yeah, that's it.
All right. You can follow. And then we have Sharnay.
Hey, y'all. Hi. I am, yes, get the whole name. I'm a recent graduate studying fashion merchandising and design from the illustrious Clark Atlanta University. I am currently the digital designer of my own company by the name of Aubra & Co.
Nice. All right, so today's section of Old Man Worry, what did you get from it when you read it? And then we can go into a small synopsis of it.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
It just felt like it was just reiterating what the entire book is talking about. Like, your thoughts, to me, your thoughts are your prayers. What you think about, that's basically what you really want, obviously. And how worry is a choice. And I love how he simplified it, because I think the way, like, his dialect without this entire book, it was very long-winded sometimes. Like, he will overly explain things, right, and it'll make it, like, overly complicated. But I felt like, and it will make it also hard to digest, which is why I kind of always picked up the book and put it down, because I'm like, all right, you trying to say something and just say it in one word. But long story short, he was able to do that in this portion of the book, which I love that he kept it in the back of the book, because it just shows, like, okay, now you get what I'm saying, so I don't have to keep repeating myself. But in a nutshell, I just got the fact that you can control the things that you think. If you really want to lose weight, you can control not eating your favorite food every single day. You can control the type of relationships that you have in the workspace and the type of relationships that you have romantically and platonically. You can control the different things that you watch. You know, if you want to become an entrepreneur, if you want to be, you know, you're going into your senior year of college, what are the things that you should be digesting? What are the things that you should be reading and watching? Who are the people you should be around? You have, you know, a choice in that. And to kind of just sum that up, he goes back to saying that, you know, you can, you know, that is our power as human beings. We can tap into that, but we also cannot tap into that and fall under the lifestyle of circumstance, which is what majority, or I would say the 99% of people on this planet do. Oh, I'm a mother of four or five, like, I can't go back to school, or, you know, I can't find love, or I have to be this independent woman, because, you know, you're falling under circumstance. And that was basically what I got out of it.
Yeah, that is really good summary of the passage. It really was we always talked about before you hopped on with us that he takes the law of, like, auto suggestion to another level, like, in his, so, like, every chapter the main principle or like a principle or the a way to get to that principle was reiterated in that chapter, the chapter after, and then every he kind of builds the way his principles were laid out, he built upon them in certain ways that he spoke about every previous one again in the current chapter. For this section, for the Old Man Worry, the major takeaways is he teaches you that you have to control your environment and you have to control your thought impulses. And you also have to control what you do with them. So everyone does get negative thoughts. It's just that when you do get those negative thought impulses, if you speak them out, then you're going to get a destructive kickback, because whatever you speak or whatever you manifest will happen. You're breaking down, if you let it take over, you're going to break down your creative imagination, and then it also can lead to a negative personality. So if you don't get a handle over what negative thought impulses that you let into your mind or your subconscious mind, and if you let it get in there and you let it stick, then you're going to start breaking down your creative imagination, because that's where creative imagination builds from. And then you're also going to have a negative personality, because negative thought impulses, you're just going to be a pessimist. That if all you can think about are the downturns, then the upturns don't look so high. And then it's just an entirely destructive kickback. And most of these negative thought impulses, as he says, comes from worry. Worry being sustained fear and indecision. Throughout this entire chapter about fear, and then even the book itself, once you understand the why you want to do something and the what, then you can make a informed decision. So like in this chapter, I love how he talks about making the decision will 9 times out of 10 clear up all your worries and clear up all your questions. But then before he tells us that, in the decision chapter, and I believe it was the first 1 or 2 or 3 chapters, he teaches you how to make an informed decision, how to make a decision with a backing that leads to no other like alternative. So if you make a decision to start a business, understand why you're getting into that business, understand the marketing part of the business, understand how you can attack your burning desire, and that's the why. Because once you make the decision to do something, because your want is so strong, then there's nothing else to deter you from that decision. And yeah, so this whole chapter, he talks about how to make a decision to stay away from indecision, to stay away from worry. And
I wanted to make a comment on, I wanted to make a comment on what you were saying about when you have those negative thought impulses. I was watching this video, and this lady was basically saying you should take your thoughts as if, like, if you're a cashier. And if anybody's ever worked in sales or as a cashier, you're supposed to scan from everything one by one. So that's how you should take in your thoughts. Like, when your thoughts come, you take them in one by one. You don't let them overpower you and different things like that. She was basically saying, like, you know, when you're working it as a cashier, sometimes you might get busy. So you might have 15 people in one line, and those people, even though they're frustrated or they're getting impatient, you don't allow them to stop you from scanning everything one by one. You still have a job to do, and you have to do it efficiently. And so she was basically saying that's the best way that we can combat negative emotions or negative thoughts, and also kind of filter in the thoughts that, you know, we know we need to stay or hold on to.
Yeah, and that's how I think he talks about it as well, as like taking it by itself, but it's also not letting that fear or worry or negative thought impulses take over you. So if you're attacking at one, you don't succumb to it. You just take it for what it is, and you try to move. And then one thing I like that he did at the end of the chapter was talk about, like, I remember how we talked about last time with fears, like one of my fears, like not being happy. So he talks about life purposes to, like, if your life purpose is to achieve success, don't forget about happiness. Don't forget about everything else that you have to do to achieve success. It says, here in quote, your business in life is presumably to achieve success. To be successful, you must find peace of mind, acquire the material needs of life, and above all, attain happiness. All these evidences of success begin in the form of thought impulses. So that going back to how he said in the beginning, how thought impulses can lead to negative effects and negative downturns physically and mentally, the same thing can happen for positive thought impulses, but the other way around. And that's what I really liked about this chapter, or this section of the chapter. Did you have anything to add? Okay. Just chilling. Alrighty. And then before we close out, another big story that he spoke about in this chapter is the man on death row. I thought that was a really, really good story, anecdote to put in. So basically, this man lived as a homeless person his entire life. He had the biggest worries of anybody, where to sleep, where to eat, where to lay your head, what are you going to do with your day to sustain yourself for the next. But soon as he knew that all his worries are over, because the decision of tomorrow was already handled and done with, you're going to die. So when, and this is going to be my quote for the day. I love how he put this. Here. So once the man decided, or he came to accepting all his circumstances, then all his worry, all his fear went away, because he knew what was going to happen, whether it was in his control or not. So before we close out, I'll just read this one passage. Through indecision, the six basic fears become translated into a state of worry and anxiety. Relieve yourself forever of the fear of death by reaching indecision to accept death as an escapable event. Whip the fear of poverty by reaching indecision to get along with whatever wealth you can accumulate without worry. Put your foot on the neck of fear of criticism by reaching a decision to not worry about what other people think, do, or say. Eliminate the fear of old age by reaching a decision to accept it not as a handicap, but as a great blessing which carries it with it wisdom, self-control, and understanding not known to you. Acquit yourself of the fear of ill health by the decision to forget symptoms. Master the fear of loss of love by reaching a decision to get along without love, if that is necessary. And I thought that was really beautiful, to be honest. He kind of put everything back into perspective of overcoming each fear that you have to move on.
Were you finishing your sentence? I got excited.
No, my sentence. You can go ahead.
You just made me think about another part of it. When you were talking about the guy on death row, and I believe what solidified, like, you know, his decision was the fact that he spoke it. Like, he spoke what he believed in to another person. And I think a lot of people, especially in our generation, we feel like, oh, I can't tell the next person, which is, you know, you can't tell everybody, you know, what you believe or certain things that you want and, you know, that you're hoping for. But if it's a firm decision, you're going to live that out. Like, your action is going to portray that. And it goes to another part of what he was saying about the person who gives expression by word of mouth to negative or destructive thoughts is practically certain to experience the results of those words in the form of a destructive kickback, like what you were saying. And that's funny, because when I was reading this, I like burst out laughing, because last night in Bible study, we were talking about the tongue and how, like, life and death is in our tongue. And most times people just be going off at the mouth, just saying stuff and not even realizing that they're putting, you know, experiences and circumstances on their life because of what they chose to say. And that is also important when it comes to worries and when it comes to negative thought impulses as well, to speak life over yourself as much as possible, not in a way that, like, oh, you know, I got to just be this happy-go-lucky person all the time, but because you're tricking your brain to think something that's not actually happening at the moment, you know, but in due time, it'll align. So
that is most definitely true. Alrighty, well, thank you, Sharnay. Thank you, Audra. Blog Talk Show. And we will see you guys next Friday for the topic. Soon, we're going to have a Blog Talk Show with all the past interns. I just have to get contact information for those interns and start figuring out a way to connect with them on a way that can be done. But next show will be upon the Devil's Workshop, the seventh basic evil. All right. So we'll see you guys next Friday.
See ya.
See ya.